Recently, I published a short essay which I called Revelation or Fear, the Two Scenarios of a Split Reality. And I thought that I'd like to maybe say a few things upon that. What's unfolding around us at this time in the world, and what's going to continue to unfold, I think it's critical that we understand the focus of attention and the way we can split our attention and create realities from where we put our attention onto. In that short essay, I mentioned that the two words apocalypse and Armageddon are often used in the same breath, or often used interchangeably to signify some kind of end times. And yet they have vastly different significance. Now, apocalypse, that comes from the Greek apocalypse, is referring to coming from cover, like a disclosure, coming out of cover, and is interpreted in its original meaning as referring to a revelation, a revelatory event. Something is unveiled, and that revelation in this context often is put into a time of end of a transition, or rather a transition moment, an end of one era. And so it's a revelation that we're having at that end point to move into a new aeon, a new era. And so therefore has a kind of transformative understanding, a sense of a transfiguration. Yet the other word, Armageddon, actually refers to a physical location where an end times battle will take place. So it's referring to a physical battle or struggle or contestation between physical forces that will signify the end times for people in that reality, or those caught up in the fight, the struggle, it's their end times, or will signify some ending. So I think they're very different. Obviously, Armageddon refers to the physical reality, the outer world. The focus is on the external events and phenomena. And obviously, apocalypsis refers to a revelation which, although it may have an external context, very definitely has an internal effect or consequence from that. And I think we should bear that in mind when we're seeing that we're living in a very visceral and visual time in our culture. And now the physical reality that we are part of is very highly manipulated, managed, and conditioned. And there's a lot of programming taking place that we may not be consciously aware of. A lot of programming in right in our faces, and a lot of subliminal programming. So we should bear in mind that on a physical sense, we need to have a critical questioning of faculty, because the information that is being put in front of our eyes is being put there for a reason. It's no accident. When you get mainstream news broadcasts, the information is being deliberately chosen to be put out there for a particular agenda or reason or narrative. And we have to understand then that what we see in front of us is a narrative being played out. It's a narrative which is trying to program a certain reality perspective. And if we just get drawn into that and get entangled in that without having the ability to step away from it, then we are literally being programmed by that narrative structure. And our attention will be drawn into that, our energy and our emotional energy, mental energy will be drawn into that. And so I think, I feel, I sense that it's important at this time to be able to distinguish that we have a critical faculty to question what is being put in front of us. But also, we have the choice to shift our attention. On one side, we can seek information from different areas. We can go into alternative information sites and we can distinguish information, put them against each other and make informed choices and educate ourselves. That is the benefit in recent years, that we have an alternative media, we have an alternative information sources, most of it online. And we should also trust our intuition. And I feel that trust is an element that we often don't use strongly enough. We don't rely on it strongly enough. And like a muscle, if you underuse the muscle, then it starts to wither and underperforms. So trust, the perception also of trust, is something that we should utilize. And in that, trust our intuition, our gut feeling, and at times step back from the force of external information. Because for sure, there are narratives out there which are deliberately with strong and ordered intent, trying to create a certain reality to draw us, the people, into. And as I mentioned in the article, it's almost as if we're having a split reality, and we could be literally standing next to a person, a friend, a colleague, a family member, and we are inhabiting a different reality construct. And that's principally based on where we put our attention and whether we're getting entangled into external narratives or whether we're trying to develop and feel our own internal narrative and to trust that. So as these times move ahead, personally, I'm taking more time to have the inward gaze and to look at those narratives that are in my inner world and to distinguish and measure against certain external narratives, but to do that critically and take the time to step back and not get entangled in a heavy energy of dissonance. But saying all that, which may sound negative to a degree, it also distinguishes the fact that there's a different reality on the verge of coming into being. It may sound like a cliche to some, but humanity is on a threshold right now. And it's a threshold because a new perceptive reality is unfolding. New perspectives are coming in. A new access to more expansive awareness and consciousness patterns are coming into effect. There are changes across the earth that do mirror that. There are different harmonics coming into the earth, and some of us are seeing that, or some of it is still not yet visible, but it's being felt by many. So something powerful is happening, this unfolding, this merging with a new energetic reality. So it's not all negative, it's just the fact that what we're seeing are the signs, the outer crustaceans, the residue of something which is being shaken out of its structure and on its way to finding its dissolution. But in the meantime, it's very important that we are aware of what's coming in and we place our attention onto that through the inner portal that we have inside of us to engage with that and not just to live purely on the outside of our skin as superficial creatures, but to be physical embodiment of source consciousness that we are able to contact and have that connection with a greater reality. A lot happening. intriguing times.